John Pulley from Fierce Freedom, due to be in here as our special guest shooter this morning on WWIB. But right now, our special guest on the phone each and every morning is our special guest, the long end of the breakfast table, stretching from here to his home in Eau Claire, Jason Cairns. First thoughts, good morning.
Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Did you guys have a birthday party for your daughter yesterday?
We did not. No. She, it was just a normal work day for her, for me. She stopped over last night, and we gave her a gift. And it was, you know, we had dinner with her on Sunday and got an ice cream cake and whatnot. But
okay.
No, it was pretty typical day yesterday.
We had a listener who picked up on our conversation and got a kick out of us yesterday because I said, oh, it's your daughter Grace. His birthday, and apparently your reaction was, yeah, amazing or something. And so he was having fun with Amazing Grace, kind of patching that together. So, anyway.
Well, you know, it's interesting because her married name now is Grace Rising.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say that's such a cool name.
It is.
You know, my last name is Cairns, which it's funny, but it's not really interesting. But I just said, I think she chose John because of his last name. Grace Rising is a perfect name.
Yeah, it's always interesting. I mean, the idea of trading one name for another and hearing what often the woman has given up to obtain. So, yeah.
Yes. Well, you know, that's a story we talk about Larry Crabb, right? When Larry and his wife Rachel married, her name was Rachel Joy Lankford. And when she married, she changed her name to Rachel Lankford Crabb. So Larry would often say that she gave up her joy and became a crab.
Oh, no. Yeah, right. Oh, boy. Well, we don't want to give up our joy. So anyhow, people will put a smile on our face as they pledge this morning here on WWIB 396-1670. Appreciate that. All right. Well, tell you what, we have neglected for a couple of days, I think, the Path to Wholeness Lenten devotion. What do we got today?
Yeah, so I just keep plugging through this. And today he's talking about becoming living sacrifices. And he tells this story about this woman he knew that was a true Aunt B, kind of from the Andy Griffith show. And you know, you could show up at her house at any time of day, and she would just pour out affection on people. And he was saying, you know, my wife and I like to have people over, but not quite in the same way.
Right.
And so he says, you know, there are three things, right? Each of us have gifts. Secondly, we need to identify our gifts. And then thirdly, use the gifts that we've been given. And for me, it was just a real challenge to think about, okay, what are the gifts that I have? It was actually easier, I think, for me this morning to think about you. You know, I believe you have the gift of encouragement. And one of the things that has been true about you as long as I've known you is you are such a good encourager and able to speak love and speak truth to me in ways that I'm able to hear it, I think, and I've seen you do that with others too. And so, yeah, I think it's the idea of God gives us gifts. How are we putting them into action?
Well, thank you. That is, I appreciate that. And yeah, it's kind of one of those. I mean, recognizing, like, I don't know if Scripture actually. I mean, they talk about Barnabas being, you know, so encouraging, but.
Yep.
I don't know that if you look at the list of spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians, you find encouragement. But I do feel that bears witness with me that I feel like just kind of an enthusiastic spirit that spills over. I feel like I almost know, like I'm on Facebook. I mean, somebody was saying that they had their first job and she lost her husband and her son. She has a bunch of kids adopted from Liberia. Today, I think she's got her first job interview in 33 years. And I just felt like I knew the thing. I felt like, you're going to be great. I mean, it was just, I don't know. So I don't know how it works with spiritual gifts, but I mean, I do feel like it's almost like Jesus says his yoke is easy, his burden is light. I feel like it's just like, if I'm walking with the Lord, I feel like encouragement can just flow through me. So,
Yeah. And it does. As a recipient of that, I think that's absolutely true.
With you though, I'm just going to pick up on that in terms of friendship, because James Dobson memorably said, and this one I've just latched onto, he said that a great marriage is a mutual admiration society. I think the same can be true of friendship, because I appreciate your encouragement there for me. But the fact of the matter is that I think you're really cool, so it's easy to express those words of admiration, you know, whether it's your latest writing project like Letters to the Beloved or whatever it might be. So,
yeah.
And other people are getting sick of it. They're just going, man, these guys on the radio, it's just kind of syrupy here. So,
They should see us when we're together.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Jason. Thank you. All right, WWIV, there we go. All right, so here's my dilemma. So this morning, I'm getting ready for work, pretty close to being ready, and last thing is getting my shoes on. And at that particular point, I noticed the gray slacks I've chosen to wear, they're already on me, have some, what look like some, maybe some grease or something, you know, from a little kitchen, a little cooking.
Oh, dear.
Somehow has gotten on there.
And, it's the marks of service.
Yeah, and so the question is then, like, what do you do? I mean, at that particular point, do you say, all right, I'm going to go in. I mean, I'm already running a little later than I want. And do I go back in and don some different pants? The shoes aren't on yet, so that's one possibility. Or do you do what I did, which is go in the kitchen, grab one of the
Brillo pad?
Yeah, a pad, and say, it's got some soap on it. We'll just kind of wish it away. I was just kind of hoping.
And here's
you know.
The thing. I'm anxious to hear from Susan because I would have done exactly the
same
thing.
Okay, because a little detergent, and I said, look at it now. There's the spot, and it's not any better. So,
first of all, I would say I am in huge admiration that you were even in the kitchen and functioning this early.
Oh, yeah.
Second of all, I would say, what I would do is I would say, thank you, God, that I work in radio. And I would go about my day because,
There you go.
And the thing is, I err on the side of, because I'm not the laundry doer in our family, and so I kind of err on the side of, I don't want to create more laundry. So
there
it's like,
you go.
You know, maybe there's a spot from dribbling some toothpaste on it, but it's like, well, it's not real noticeable.
Yeah.
So.
Right. No, that was kind of it. But I'm like, I think actually these may get changed at some point. So.
Well, I know with Phil, sometimes I'm like, why are there only two pairs of pants for this whole week? Goes, I don't know. They still look pretty good.
Yeah, right.
Not big on ironing either, so if you see me looking a little disheveled, that's just it's who I am. Mark, you have a little backstory to this one, so again, it's Pet Peeves Put to Music. We want to give you something to laugh about that annoys you, and this one comes from Mark, who recently moved back into the area.
Yes, that's right. A native of Eau Claire moved back with his wife and daughter, and so I go in to meet him for lunch at Acoustic downtown Eau Claire recently. And he's like, I got a bone to pick with you and Caleb. I'm like, wow, what is it? He's like, yeah, the...
Susan's like, I wasn't here for that.
The pet peeve put to music stayed in my head too long. It was the crumbs and the butter one, which Mark said, and he smiled. He said, that was the best one yet. And so he let you know that was his pet peeve, was how long the song stayed in his head.
Yes. Yeah, so he texted in at 715-396-1670. He said, my pet peeve is earworms. Earworms is the official term for having a song stuck in your head. He said, I've had crumbs in the butter dish stuck in my head since last Wednesday. Even caught myself humming the tune at work. So that was his pet peeve. So we're kind of trying to go a little meta with this. Can we make a pet peeve song about pet peeve songs? So here's this week's pet peeve put to music on the Wib Wake Up Show. Mark can't help but listen to all my pet peeve songs. His toes, they start a-tapping, and he starts to hum along. These silly little ditties get stuck inside his head. The soundtrack of his workday and while trying to go to bed. Now I lay me down to... crumbs in the butter dish. Ugh. Catchy or an earworm, whatever term you like. It's in your head for good, like knowing how to ride a bike. These tunes are lodged up in your brain, and now I have real clout. Cause once they're in your noggin, good luck trying to get them out. You can't get them out.
Woo!
There we go. For Mark Olson this morning, if you have a pet peeve that you might like to hear turned into song, 715-396-1670.
Once they're in your noggin, you can't get them out.
And what you just did was give him a new earworm.
I know.
So congrats.
That's the goal.
All right, Farmer John is on the line from Govan's Farm here on WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. Halvo, Susan, and Caleb. And Farmer John, good morning.
Good morning.
We can hear the animals behind you. It sounds like a bustling morning there at Govan's Farm.
Well, the barn is just starting to fill up, and what you hear in the background is a mother that hasn't had any lambs yet.
Mm.
But when they're in real early stages of labor, they like to steal other mothers' lambs.
Mm.
So we separated her out, and now she's frustrated because she's got to wait to have her own.
Aww.
You learn so many things when talking to you, Farmer John, but even more so when coming in person. This, again, lambing season, the lambing barns at Govins, this is truly family fun together. I mean, this is something that all ages really will enjoy, and you have so many different activities as well.
We do. There's, we won't have face painting this year, but there'll still be pony rides. We bought a giant slide, so you can take a ride down a slide. We've got a hay mountain to play on. And then, of course, all the babies, they're the stars here. So.
Well, I'm really intrigued by the slide. Tell me more. Is it inflatable? What can we expect?
No, it's a bigger carnival slide like you'd see at a, you know, maybe at a county fair.
Wow!
It's not as big as the giant yellow slides that you see, but still, it's a three-person slide. It's a lot of fun.
That's exciting.
And I know you have pony rides as well, Farmer John.
Absolutely. The pony rides will be back this year, too. One of the things that's going to be interesting to see at the farm this year is that our males, the father of all the sheep, the rams, are about three different colors this year, and three different color patterns. So there's going to be a lot of variation in the babies that are born this year.
It's got to be relieving to you. I mean, again, there's still some COVID concerns, but boy, things are a lot different from a year ago. And for somebody who puts all the hard work into this, as you and your team do, it's got to be welcome.
You know, it's so great to be able to welcome people back in. And of course, we've still got concerns about COVID, but we'll ask everyone to wear a mask when they come. That's one of the reasons for the online ticketing, is that we're trying to space people out throughout the day. Of course, if you don't have the capability of getting an online ticket, we're still going to accept you at the door. We're not going to turn anyone away just because they don't have computer access.
Of the things that I like is that you said all activities are in the barn. So even if it's a rainy day, you've got your kids, you need that little shot of cuteness and even learning about animals. Rain or shine, there's lots to do at Govins Farm.
You know, we have done this for 16 years, and we have only closed one day.
Wow.
Due to weather, our standard answer was always the sheep keep having babies even in bad weather, so we're open during bad weather. So I don't think bad weather is going to be as much of a concern this year.
Fantastic. And finally, before we let you go, Farmer John from Govins Farm, and again, get those tickets online at govinsfarm.com. Can you just list some of the animals that folks can see? Because it goes beyond just the lambs, even though those might be the stars of the show. I mean, you've got all sorts for folks to enjoy and watch and listen to.
Listen to, isn't that definite? We've got a sow pig due with a litter any day, and every week we have a sow that's due to have pigs. We get 200 baby chicks from the post office, and they're here. They will be here in about a half an hour. And then sheep and goats are the animals that we're expecting this year.
Wow.
Fantastic. Farmer John from Govins Farm again. Friends, govinsfarm.com for all the details and ticketing information. Thanks so much for joining us. It's great to have you on the air again here on WWIB on the Wake Up Show. And looking forward to farm babies season over there at Govins Farm.
Well, thanks for having me.
Farmer John, govinsfarm.com. You know you need to get out of the house. You know the kids need something to do. What better place to go than to see those farm babies at Govin? WWIB, we are family. We have some of the Appleseed family in from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. Ronnie Appleseed, along with grandson Mason, both coming in to shoot today for Hope and Hoops. And we've got some great pledges for you guys so far, and still more chances to pledge at 715-396-1670. Chance to win a $10 Mega Co-op gift card or a MyPillow this morning, as well as being entered to our MyPillow grand prizes. So thank you guys for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Now, yeah. Ronnie, what's new at the orchard right now? Because there's always something.
It's pruning season, definitely. Trying to wrap up on the pruning and getting ready for the spring blossoms to come out. Trees are looking great. New things always coming out of the kitchen. Let's see, cake balls, I think, is the last thing that they started working on. And we've got them out there in the stores. And let's see, what else did I forget?
Because the store opens at 9 this morning,
yes,
right?
Yes, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
There you go. So you can, if you're hearing about this, you can get yourself on over after Ronnie and Mason shoot and avail yourself of some of those great treats at the Avenue Orchard store. So now, Mason, you are on spring break right now. Are you being asked to do some extra things around the orchard?
Every once in a while, yeah, but not actually that much.
They're kind of mom and dad and grandpa are letting you ease off a little bit.
Yeah.
There you go.
Pointed suggestions rather than you must.
Uh-huh.
But take those suggestions. I'm just going to say it'll pay off in the long run.
With all the jams and jellies that are available at the Avenue Orchard store, and again, I think raspberry jalapeno is my wife's absolute favorite. I love that one as well, too. But I have some others. But I'm curious, Mason, because you've told me this before. I'm curious if it stayed the same. What is your favorite flavor?
It's still apple watermelon all the way.
Apple watermelon, yeah. That's what I thought. Apple watermelon. The strawberry lemonade is another one that I absolutely love. Will that be coming back this summer?
Strawberry lemonade is permanently on the shelf.
So it's in stock right now. Folks want a little taste of summer. Because Susan was talking about, not sunscreen, but suntan lotion yesterday and the smell of that. And so, yeah, I think some strawberry lemonade jam would be a great way as well.
Right.
Yeah. It's time for Hope in Hoops, another edition here this morning. Thank you to Team Appleseed. Ronnie Appleseed and grandson Mason are going to be shooting here. You can still get in a last-second pledge at 715-396-1670. We want to thank Michael from La Crosse pledging $20 per basket, but an extra $50 if all five are made. Vicky saying $1 per made shot, but also if you make the second one, it goes to $5 per made shot. Thank you to Sierra, Kylia, and Jaden, who've all been pledging very generously this morning. Thank you to Honey, Matt, and Misty, pledging $10 per shot, make or miss, for both shooters. Thank you to Bethany from Shampoochies and Wagging Tail Ranch, also pledging $10 per shot, make or miss, for both shooters. And Cody, $5 flat pledge this morning as well, 715-396-1670. I'll turn it over to Halvo as we go live on Facebook here for both Ronnie and Mason. Mason's going to be shooting first, but some great incentives as well. Halvo, folks want to get in a last-second pledge.
Mason was really loosening up. He was tilting his head. He was his shoulders. I mean, he's got everything. I think more than any other shooter I've seen, I think he's loosey-goosey, ready to go. Mason, first one is on the way, off the mark. All right, leaving the door open for Grandpa. Second one is no good. He's got three more to go. Mason, a little puzzled. The third one, a swish. He's got two more to go, one for three. Fourth one, dropped it. And finally, he's going to cap it off with a swish. He got hot at the end, hitting
nicely
the last
done.
Three. Yeah.
The last three in a row.
60%.
Wow. There's some confidence.
Putting the line out there for Ronnie Appleseed to see what Grandpa can do here. Little family competition in the Wib Wake Up Show. Ronnie's not a newcomer. He's been here before. He's a lefty. He's a southpaw. First one, off the mark. Like the grandson, he misses the first one. He leans in a little closer. Misses that one. Now can he match what Mason did? Making the final three. Hard. He's got two more shots to go. Leaning in. Just hard. Too much muscle. And he's down to the last one. Ronnie wants to dunk it, and he banks it in.
There we go.
To go one for five.
All right, Mason, you beat Grandpa. How do you feel?
Amazing.
Mason feeling really good to beat Grandpa, as he expresses that on Facebook Live. Ronnie, take heart. I went 0 for one day, so that was terrible. And I had to wear a bag over my head the rest of the day. So that was...
At least I'm hitting my average.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, you know what? You give your life to the jam. That's the thing.
There you go.
You should have jammed it at the end because, you know, you make jam. So...
Well, there we go. Thank you so much. Again, Ronnie, Team Appleseed, Avenue Orchard, you guys are just such great supporters as advertisers and supporting WIB Incorporated as well. So.
You're welcome, and thanks for having us.